aircraft.
Father Joe Jones, DCU chaplain, can I get your personal response to the comments made by Ray Darcy on Today FM last Friday, criticising the Catholic Church and the impact that it's had on Ireland?
I have to say I'm alongside of people who are grossly offended. Whatever about criticising members within the Catholic Church, I think to blanket statement, the Catholic Church is very wrong of Ray Darcy to do that. We all know that there were elements within the Catholic Church of certain people who certainly did a lot of destruction and a lot of destroying of people's lives and whatever. But to say blanketly that the Catholic Church did is grossly unfair. It would be like saying, you know, we live in a world today that's very different to the world we lived in, say, 10, 20 years ago. And travel has changed. Lots of things have changed. Would we come out and say that certain religious communities have destroyed the world? No, we wouldn't. People from within them may have done so, but not the whole community. We don't blanket everybody. So I think Ray is very wrong in making such a statement.
In terms of the apology sought by Martin Long on behalf of the Catholic Church, this apology, it seems, is not going to be forthcoming from Ray Darcy. Is this the end of the matter from your point of view, or is this something that you can see rearing its ugly head again?
I would certainly say it's not by a long shot the end of the matter. I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this in the coming days and weeks and months ahead. I don't think anybody can make a statement like that and just walk away from it and kind of blanket everybody. You can't do that. So I think the church today is still and continues to do a lot of good work in areas of poverty, social justice, education and health. And all of these areas are still important. And we still are providing a lot of good work in these areas. So to say that we're all kind of maybe providing wrong work or destroying or destructive work, I have a real problem with that.
From the point of view of the laity, who maybe in recent years would have drifted away from the faith or found it to be difficult to reconcile with abuses that have come to light, do you think this represents a further blow, or is this really something that will be largely forgotten about in a couple of weeks' time?
I wouldn't say it represents a further blow, but it is offensive, and there's no two ways about that. It is offensive, and I don't think that it will be forgotten in a few weeks' time. If a similar statement was made by other religions, there would be hell to pay for it. So I don't see why the Catholic Church should be any different. We should be speaking up and saying, this is wrong to make a statement like this about everybody within the Catholic Church. We accept, and I accept as a Catholic priest, that there have been people who have done terrible destruction in the world, terrible destruction on people's lives, but you cannot blanket the whole Catholic Church and say that we all do it. We don't.
In terms then of repairing the damage that certain members of the Catholic Church have done to the faith and to practitioners of that faith,